Hello everyone, welcome back to our channel, What's New This Month. In September, in the field of patents, Alibaba's Demo Academy opens 100 AI patent licenses to public for free, largest in AI industry in China. Recently, at the Zhejiang Patent Disclosure Implementation Policy Announcement Conference, Alibaba's Demo Academy announced that 100 AI patent licenses will be opened to the public for free, which will become the largest patent opening action in China AI industry, including three medical AI core patents for perception treatment of cancer. These 100 AI patents have been listed in Zhejiang Intellectual Property Exchange Center, covering many AI technology fields such as image technology, video technology in the 3D vision, and there are many patents with broad application scenarios such as traffic light perception, suspected infringing image detection, time series data prediction, point cloud data processing, and intelligent subtitle generation. Next, TikTok sued by NPE in the United States. Recently, TikTok encountered a new IP lawsuit in the United States. Delaware-based virtual creative artist VCA filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, accusing that TikTok infringed three of its patents and demanding that TikTok pay for its damage and other expenses. At present, the court has not yet made a ruling. According to the incomplete statistics, since March 2022, VCA has used the above patents to file patent infringement lawsuits against nearly 10 social media platforms, including Meta, Google, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Snap. In the field of copyright, four departments, including National Copyright Administration, launched the Swords Network 2023 special campaign. Recently, the four departments of National Copyright Administration, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Public Security, and the Cyberspace Administration of China jointly launched the Sword Network 2023 special campaign to combat online infringement and privacy, which is the 19th continuous special action to combat online infringement and privacy in the country. The special campaign will focus on primary areas. The first is to focus on sports events, on-demand cinemas, cultural blogs, cultural and creative industry, strengthen special certification of copyright in professional fields, and centralize the order of online communication copyright. The second is to focus on online videos, online news, and audiobooks, strengthen copyright protection throughout the entire chain of work, and promote the establishment of a good network ecology. The third is to focus on e-commerce platforms, browsers, and search engines, strengthen the copyright supervision of website platforms and consolidate the subject responsibility of website platforms. And government affair-related news. The first, the National Standard of Guidelines for Patent Evaluation was officially released. The China National Intellectual Property Administration, CNIPA, together with People's Bank of China and the State Financial Regulatory Administration, organized and compiled the recommended National Standard Guidelines for Patent Evaluation, which has recently been approved and released by the State Administration for market regulation and will be implemented on September 1st, 2023. The guideline provides basic method tools for patent evaluation and build a set of extensible and operable patent value analysis and evaluation index system, including three first-level indicators of legal value, technical value, and economical value, 14 second-level indicators, 27 third-level indicators, and several extended indicators, scientifically guiding the selection and the weight adjustment of indicator in different scenarios such as the license and assignment, finance, taxation, infringement remedies, and hierarchical management for enterprises, universities, scientific research organizations, financial institutions, appraisal institutions, and other entities to select according to actual needs and specific scenarios, and on this basis, through negotiation or comprehensive market information analysis, promote the market pricing and the value realization of patents. The next, Beijing Internet Court released a white paper on adjudication work. Recently, the Beijing Internet Court held a press conference and released the white paper on the adjudication work of Beijing Internet Court, focusing on digital copyright, digital consumption, platform governance, data algorithm, network rights and interest protection, and other fields, and publishing 10 typical cases in 5 categories. According to the introduction therein, by the end of July 2023, the Beijing Internet Court had received a total of 194,000 cases and closed 182,000 cases. The types of cases were concentrated in copyright ownership and infringement disputes, online infringement liability disputes, and information network sales contract disputes, accounting for 71.57%, 11.27%, and 8.65% respectively. The Beijing Internet Court has fully completed the overall structure of the litigation mode from offline to online, with an online submission rate of 100% for case filing, 92.24% for online payment of litigation fees, and 99.98% for online court hearings. That's all for this episode. See you next time.